one and done, and with excellent pricing.
Artie at Adams, New York. This is Scott. Can I help you?
Hey, Scott. Dominic Manella.
Hey, bud. How are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good, good. What's going on?
Hey, is Marcucci near you?
Oh, hold on. He's going to grab you off my line, bud. Hold on one sec.
Thank you.
Yep.
Very important to us. Please continue to hold.
Hey, Dominic, how are you?
Hey, man, what's going on? How you doing?
Pretty good, thanks.
Good, good. Yeah, hey, man. Did you see that email I sent you guys?
Let me just check my emails here. It was one of your campaign emails?
No. It's 204. I copied it. Adrian copied you and I on something you were looking for.
Okay, yeah. Yep, I see it now.
Well, okay, you're looking for a 5-carat Astra cut, right?
Right.
Okay, I have something. I want you to click that link. I've got two things. One that just went out, if you click the link, did the client give you any more than what, I mean, Adrian really didn't give me a lot. Estate ring, 5-carat Asher, to have a story, would like a ring to have a story. What's the deal here?
I know the customer. I haven't been able to speak with him since Adrian had spoke with him, so I don't know exactly what he's after. I know I had quoted him. He originally had asked me for, this was yesterday, old Euro / old miners, like a 3-stone ring with like a 3-carat in the center. Well, Renee sent me a list of what we had available through our diamond queue, and there was one that was like $39,000 for a 3-carat. I told him about that. He's like, oh, I can't, I'm not doing that. And that was the conversation earlier. So I don't know if things are different right now.
No. Listen,
I'm afraid this is gonna be. I'm afraid this is gonna be way out of his league.
Well, number one is from the Sultan of Brunei. It's a 501. It's actually an Osaka cut, which is an elongated Asher. It's a VV1, HVV1 on top of it. So no, it's $189,000, and it's like there's none in the marketplace. But I wish you would have given me a. So what's this guy's budget?
That's what I'm going to try to find out.
Yeah, we're going on a war on a wild goose chase here. Okay, let me know when you're when you got something.
Okay, yep, I'm going to try to get in touch with him shortly.
Hey, can you pass me back over to Scott?
Yeah, sure, one second.
Thank you for continuing to hold. We'll be with you shortly. Please be aware that calls may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
This is Scott.
Scott, it's Dominic again.
Hey,
I have a question for you. Do you still have this account that we used to do business with, Laura Quinn's?
I don't believe so.
Wasn't that your account at one point, Terry Quinn?
Yeah, but maybe not a while ago. Hold on, let me see something here. Do you know what state
they have?
City.
Yeah, I can tell you. They are in Virginia. Here, let me just look it up for you.
Woodbridge, Virginia.
That's them. They used to do quite a bit of business with us, and then totally fell off the face of the earth. We were giving a memo, and then they just. You know, we were looking for the 10% sell-through, but at the end of the day, Mike and I discussed it. At the end of the year, if they're doing it, who gives a shit, right? So, you know what? No wonder why you don't know it. It was Segwin's
account. Segwin, yeah. People get us confused. Nick Ciadella, new Nick, has them now.
Oh, no kidding. Hmm.
He has some updated notes, but it's from a while ago. I don't know. Check with, you know, see if Nick can talk to you.
Yeah, see if he's available.
Hold on.
RDA TGI Diamond sales professionals are eager to help you in every way possible to make sure you get the diamonds you need overnight for free with pricing that allows you to make a profit.
He's on the phone with a customer, bud. You want me to have him call you back?
Yeah, have him give me a holler, would you?
716-480-3000.
3000. Yeah.
How's my girlfriend Erica?
What's that?
Is my girlfriend Erica doing all right?
Yeah. You know, she's, you know, she's got a lot of enthusiasm, and she's the antique and estate and the secondhand business and the fine jewelry business is different than loose diamonds, right? But at the end of the day, it really is the same. All you got to do is just say, get to the website, get some goods on memo, and just get the flow going. She's getting there.
Absolutely. Good. I had a guy I referred to you guys the other day. He's in, like, Tallahassee. Shooter.
Okay.
Give me a second. I'll give you he was supposed to get on. He was looking for a specific ring. He may have talked to Erica. I'll email you who it was, and I'll have Nick give you a call.
Yeah. Yep. All right, man.
All right, you got to
let me know if I can help your clients. All right,
and the only reason I asked about Erica, she went to high school with my daughter. And, I mean, when I started here, she was here, she left, she came back. She used to eat my lunch every day, Dominic. Don't share food with her. She eats too much.
Guess what, dude?
For a little
girl. Down here I'm in Fort Myers, so I'm not even in New York.
Good to be you. Glenn's MG's not too far from you. That's my cousin. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yep. He rebuilds and restores MG's.
MGB's?
MG, the vehicles, the little cars.
Yeah, and they're MGBs. Yeah, I used to have one. I love them. So he's in this area here?
I believe so. Hold on. I haven't talked to my cousin since Christmas.
I'm here. I work out of what we call MDJ Fort Myers, January 2nd through May 15th.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's in St. Pete. I blew it. You're all the same. It's Florida.
Well,
you're a lot closer to
MDJ.
No,
yeah, an hour and 45 minutes north of me. But no, that's cool. That's very cool. All right, man. Well, listen, let me know if I can help any of your clients. Talk soon, pal. Bye-bye.
You got it, brother. Yep, bye.